Senator Liesl McGuire is just finishing up a campaign event at Papago Field near Arctic and C Streets in South Anchorage.
We had neighbors out here today for ice cream, just to catch up and talk about what's going on.
She wants to work with the community to improve roads and clean up parks. Through redistricting, she traded out the Sand Lake area for the Arctic and C Street and Taku Lake areas near Papago Field. McGuire has a special interest in preventing crime and protecting children. She chaired the House Judiciary Committee from 2003 to 2006 to make things tougher for criminals, especially those that prey on kids. But recently she shifted a lot of her focus to energy issues. She agrees with Governor Sean Parnell that the state must lower taxes on oil companies.
First, there's the Trans-Alaska Pipeline as an immediate focus. That's 90% of our economy. And right now we're down to 523,000 barrels a day. It is our lifeline, our economic lifeline for sure. And even though there's a need to diversify our economy, that is something we've got to focus on right away. So I think getting a tax structure in place that will attract more investment to the state is number one priority for me.
She's also for building an in-state natural gas pipeline and on marketing that gas to Asia. But she's not all oil and gas all the time. One thing that she's proud of is having created some funds to begin diversifying Alaska's economy. One is an emerging energy tech fund.
My dream is that Alaska can become a place where those bright minds out there will come and say, let's try our energy technology in a place that has such high energy costs, as sort of a laboratory.
On forward funding for the Anchorage School District, McGuire says that would help, and she'll keep pushing for it. But she's quick to add that after that, it's up to the district to get better results. And that means looking at teachers and classrooms.
I think that we should pay our teachers well. And I do feel like they should be shown some support for those supplies. I also really feel that there is an issue going on with respect to crowding in the classrooms. And I do think we're going to have to look at that.
McGuire says she'll also keep pushing to increase the base student allocation. On affordable housing, she says legislators simply have to find ways to increase the supply.
Are there some grants out there? Are there federal grants, some innovative partnerships that we can do? We've done it downtown. We've done it in some of the areas where there are blighted properties and, you know, Section 8 housing and things like that. But we haven't really done it in South Anchorage. We haven't done it in the places where people really want to live.
She says more affordable, perhaps mixed-use housing must be considered throughout Anchorage, adding it's particularly critical for single women, veterans, and young families. She says she'll also make access to healthcare a priority, especially for kids. McGuire says the challenges in education, housing, and healthcare show the state, and Anchorage in particular, are behind when it comes to addressing a growing and changing population.
We're trying to catch up to the city that we've become, and so we're just going to have to sit down and, you know, and spend some time collecting our resources.
Liesl McGuire will appear on the primary ballot running against fellow Republican Jeff Landfield on August 28th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.